on, and welcome to Lucrative Ladies Celebrating Our Success. I am so excited to be here. This is a show hosted by women business owners, and we give a voice to other women business owners and an executive. Lucrative Ladies is proudly presented by Ultra Touch Cleaning, Pinnacle Custom Signs, Favorite Place Travel, and EW Services. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Jean Smith, and I'm the owner of Ultra Touch Cleaning. Let me start the show by introducing to you my guest, which is Jessica Knight with Clickaroo Websites. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Jean. How are you?
I am full nerves. I'm good and excited. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. For our listeners out today, we appreciate you listening. And Jessica, if you could just tell us a little about you and what you do at Clickaroo Websites.
Well, Clickaroo Websites is a small to medium business website company located in Tyrone, Georgia, which for anybody who doesn't know, that's near Peachtree City. We build websites, mobile websites. We do SEO. So, I mean, just for small and business-sized companies, small and medium-sized business companies.
I will add to that Jessica's company, along with the owner, Kevin, they have established my website, Ultra Touch Cleaning, and it is fabulous.
Well,
they do
a
fantastic job. How many years has Clickaroo Website been in business?
We have been in business since 2001.
Oh, wow. That is quite some time. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we're going strong.
That is fantastic. What is your design process like for our listeners?
Well, when a client comes to us, you know, we get to know them, their likes, their dislikes. We may give them a questionnaire to fill out, you know, find out the color schemes, the themes they like. And then we start to build their website. And our designer, Stephanie, will do the initial design. And as you know, then you'll get a screenshot of it. And you can approve it at that point, say, I do like this design, or I don't. If you don't, we'll go back to the drawing board and start over. Once that phase is done and that's approved, we'll put your site up on a test site. So then as the content and the rest of the site is being created, you'll be able to see it live as it goes. So then if you don't like something again, you see something we're doing, you can stop us and say, no, I don't like that. Or if you do like it, we just keep going. Once that is complete, then your site is ready to go live, and we publish it to all the major search engines.
Wow, you guys are very thorough. I can attest to that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If a person wants a hands-on approach to their website, how easy would it be?
It's very easy. We build our websites on a platform called Soho Launch, and it's very user-friendly. Once the site is finished, you do receive training on your site so that if you feel comfortable doing stuff to your site, you can. If not, we are still there to do it. We don't just build your site and disappear. We're always there to help you along the way.
That is fantastic. Do you provide hosting?
We do provide hosting.
And for the hosting, is there like a fee, a monthly service, or, you know, how exactly, a little bit more detail they can go about the hosting?
It's a yearly fee, and it's $240 a year, and that covers unlimited emails, that covers maintenance. So if you say you're having a special and you want to offer a client 15% off of something, you call us, let us know, we'll pop it up on your website, and there's no extra charge for that.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. Explain what search engine optimization is and why is it important to us?
Well, search engine optimization is where we go into the back end of your website and optimize it with keywords and tags and tweak the content in your website. So then when it's on the major search engines and a client goes in and types in that keyword, say, cleaning Tyrone, your site will pop up. And it's very important. You want your site to come up above the competitors so people choose you, obviously, over your competitor.
Right, definitely.
And it's a monthly thing, and it's something that has to be continual, because if the search engines start to notice that your site's inactive, you will start to drop.
Ooh, yeah. I don't want to hear that.
No.
Tell us how important it is for a mobile website for a business.
Mobile websites are very important, especially today as more and more people are using their mobile phones and iPads to go online. You want your site optimized mobily so that those sites can be seen good on mobile applications like your Android, your smartphones, your iPads. Especially as more and more people are using that.
Exactly. Yeah. You're correct about that. For the, I guess, other competitions out there, and you guys have been in business since 2001, which is quite some time already, what would set you guys apart from one another?
Our customer service. I believe our level of customer service, always being there for our clients. You know, even after hours, if you send me an email, I'm going to respond. I'm going to try to call you and get in touch.
I can, once again, definitely attest to that. sending emails, to Jessica. She does respond rapidly and even after hours. So it's very impressive to have that customer service.
Thank you.
Thank you. For individuals out there, listeners, how can they contact you? How may they get a hold of you?
Our telephone number is 770-632-9929, or I can be contacted via email at jknight, K-N-I-G-H-T, at clickaroowebsites.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank
I really appreciate
it. Me.
Once again, this is Jessica Knight with Clickaroo Websites. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. With our next guest and host, the owner of... which is Stacy Gross with Favorite Place Travel. Hey, Stacy.
Hi, thank you so much. I am here with Dr. Lauren Millman from Suwannee Spine and Wellness Center. Lauren, thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you, Stacy, for having me.
Tell me why you decided to become a chiropractor.
Well, I have been in chiropractic for a long time, and whenever I started college, I've always known I wanted to help people. And I discovered chiropractic years ago, and I wanted to be able to help people very effectively, but naturally, doing something that is really going to make a difference in people's lives. And I like to say that chiropractic found me. I didn't choose it. So it was a lot of fun discovering that in that path.
That's very cool. Tell me, how did you get into upper cervical chiropractic specifically?
Well, upper cervical is a unique form of chiropractic. Less than 1% of all chiropractors actually do practice this form. And I actually discovered upper cervical whenever I was in chiropractic school. I went in with the intentions to be your traditional chiropractor, like most people are familiar with. And it was in school that I started asking a lot of questions. I was very much attracted to giving people the absolute best adjustment possible. And the more I searched and the more questions I asked and the more I researched into it, I found this to be the most effective and reproducible way to give someone an adjustment. So it, like I said, kind of... as chiropractic chose me, so did upper cervical kind of chose me as well. It found me.
Well, is upper cervical treatment painful?
Absolutely not. Unlike other traditional approaches, there's zero twisting, cracking, or popping involved. Basically, the best way to describe it is you would lie on your side, and I would put the side of my hand basically behind your ear, which is where the very first bone is in your spine. That's actually where the connection is. That's how your spine actually connects to your skull at that very first bone. And basically, I just put a very light pressure right there, almost as though you would be checking a tomato to see if it's ripe, right behind your ear. And again, most people don't even hear anything. I just use that first bone as if it's like a handlebar, if you will, like a steering wheel. And I'm able to align that area, and then the rest of your spine below it then aligns itself. But there's no pain whatsoever involved. Most people don't even know I'm doing it.
Wow. Well, what type of conditions or complaints are you able to help with this type of treatment?
We see everything as far as we still see what most people would go to for a traditional chiropractor, you know, your neck pain and your back pain. But what sets us apart is that I do also see a lot of other conditions where currently right now we have cases in our office. I've seen severe scoliosis. I've seen people with high blood pressure. I've seen people with low blood pressure. I've seen people with multiple sclerosis. I see tons of fibromyalgia patients. I see a lot of neurological conditions. So we really see a lot of things that most people have no idea that chiropractic even really helps with.
No, there's a great need for all those things you just mentioned.
Absolutely.
To get those healed. That's wonderful. What is, we've heard the phrase body imbalance. Can you explain what that is for us?
Absolutely. Body imbalance is what I specialize in. Whenever we have a misalignment in our spine, then our body is going to have to compensate for that somehow. And you'll see people that they'll start bowing or compressing or collapsing. Like their whole body is doing that. Doesn't sound fun. I know. I see that your grimace on your face. it is not. That's not fun. That's when your body can start exhibiting pain and dysfunction, and it's just not going to work as it was intended. It's not going to work properly. So that's what I specialize in, is restoring your body back to this balanced position. So,
how do you treat the body imbalance with the upper cervical?
Absolutely, yeah. All of your all of your bones are connected. They're all interconnected. And so whenever I see a,
like that song.
Yeah, exactly. There's a little jingle to it. All of your bones are connected. And what I see is whenever you have imbalance, I use the top of your spine to correct everything down below it. So everything will fall into place whenever the top, the very most important area of your spine, which surrounds your brainstem, whenever that area is aligned properly.
That is fascinating. So how do you treat multiple areas by just adjusting one area?
Exactly. So what you'll do is whenever I align that very uppermost area, everything down below it will fall into place. So I see a significant amount of patients who will come in with low back pain, hip pain, or knee pain, and I never have to touch those areas because those are just, I see in my practice, those are compensations for something else in the spine. I always give the analogy to my patients that if you step on a dog's tail and he barks, the problem is not at his mouth. You know, you need to take your foot off the tail. And that's so that's what I do.
That's a great visual for what you're doing.
But don't
there.
Go home and step on your dog's tail. Please.
Well, as this is a show about women business owners, and I'd like to ask you a question relating to that specifically.
Sure.
As a female business owner, what type of sacrifices have you had to make in your life?
Well, it's not just been my sacrifice. I'll give a little shout out to my husband. I've asked him to listen. I tweeted out, come on, husband, please be listening. Actually, it's been both of us who have sacrificed. And I say the biggest thing in our lives that we've sacrificed is we've waited to have children. Monday, we are celebrating our 8 years of marriage.
Congratulations.
It's been a beautiful, amazing 8 years. I would say that he's been right there by my side the whole time, sacrificing with me. And we've waited to start our family. So, you know, he and I might be, I get a thumbs up over here in the room. You know, we might be older parents, you know, it may be a couple years till the business is, to a point when I'm comfortable to have kids. And that's probably been the biggest thing is kind of waiting to, I guess, if you will, put our lives, you know, forward because, it's my passion to practice chiropractic. And, I wanted to get that ball rolling and to get moving, you know, before we did start our family. Had I been a male in this profession, you know, I may already have two kids. But it's a little bit different to, you know, actually obviously be pregnant, you know, go through school, start a business. I wanted to kind of get this other stuff, get the ball rolling and moving before we did start having a family. But we compensate with two cats and a dog, so that still counts. We have children, they're just not human.
There you go. Well, as all of us in the room can attest that there are sacrifices that come with being a female business owner, any business owner, not just particular to women. You mentioned that there was 1% of women were in this field.
Well, yeah, there's chiropractic. I would say that I don't know what the percentages of women in the field. I'm not sure. I just know that chiropractic is very much a male-dominated profession. You learn that very quickly. But it's less than 1% actually even practice the specialized form that I do. But yeah, I mean, so it's different when you're the female because, you know, you've gone through school and then after school, then you're working for someone for a while. And then after that, you open up your business. And so again, it would be different had I had, you know, if my husband could carry the child, it would be probably a little bit easier.
Maybe. It would be different.
It would be different.
well, tell me, how can people contact you at the Suwannee Spine and Wellness Center?
Sure, you can contact me. I love people to follow me on Twitter or like me on Facebook. You can find us at Suwannee Spine on Twitter, or you can like us on Facebook at Suwannee Spine and Wellness Center on Facebook. Our website is suwanneespine.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being here, Dr. Millman. We so appreciate your time. And I would love to pass it over to our next host, Erica, with EW Services.
Hello, hello.
She has our next guest.
Well, thank you so much, Stacey, for the introduction. I am Erica Wimberly with EW Services, and I am so pleased today to pretty much give you guys just what Lucrative Lady really stands for. My guest today is a very successful business owner. She's an author, entrepreneur. She is a true lucrative lady. Please help me welcome Belinda Harris with Rocket Science HR. Hi, Belinda.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for joining us today. Pretty much for all the listeners out there, tell us a little bit about Rocket Science HR. What does your business consist of?
My business consists of mainly helping people who are unemployed find employment, find their dream jobs. I help with resumes. I help with interviews. On the employer side, I also do headhunting. So I do a little bit of everything as far as HR is concerned.
Nice. Okay. Okay. So I have to ask so early. I'm so sorry. But you have to tell me, what is one of the worst things that you think you've seen on a resume? And then on top of that, as far as the interviewing?
I view hundreds of resumes daily, and I've seen things from pictures, ages, social security numbers, all kind of inappropriate things. The worst thing I've ever seen on a resume was this guy sent in his resume, and he had his family's information on there. He had
his wife,
his children, their ages, their social security number, and I was like,
well, maybe he was trying to get them a job.
Everybody, I don't know what he was trying, but it was that was the worst thing I've ever seen on a resume, and I've seen a lot.
Wow. And then as far as the interviewing process, I mean, what is that like?
Interviewing, again, that runs the gamut. I've had people bring in family members, children, come in looking for a plug for their phone, have their Bluetooth on.
Wow.
It has run the gamut. But the worst interview that I've ever had was someone brought her friend. And she wanted to be interviewed for the job as well.
Wow.
And so not only did her friend not get interviewed, but the lady didn't get the job either. But that was the most bizarre thing.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for those don'ts. Those are some of the things you do not do, especially coming from someone who's in HR herself. With that being said, what would you suggest to someone who is currently unemployed? Now, what suggestions do you have for them? What interviewing tips do you have for them? Just give them some really good advice and some words of encouragement for those that are unemployed.
What I would suggest to everybody, networking, of course, is the number one key. But now when you're unemployed, it usually takes about 6 months. People don't want to hear that. It takes about 6 to 9 months to find a job. And the question is, what are you doing in those 6 months?
Right.
Because when I'm interviewing you, I'm going to ask you, what have you been up to?
Right.
Just saying I've been looking for a job is not always enough. You know, I suggest to people, learn another language.
Right.
You know, start learning another language. Learn computer skills.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge one. And, you know, the other thing I'll tell people is volunteer. Show that you've been productive with your time. Just sitting at home, looking through the internet, you know, trying to find a job for 6 to 9 months doesn't always cut it. You need to be proactive,
right,
as possible. It's competitive out there. You know, again, learn a second language, volunteer your time,
right,
update your computer skills. Those are the things that I suggest.
And I'm sure with all of those things, I mean, can we add that to a resume for those
you
who are unemployed?
You can always add that to a resume. It looks good because even if you say, I've started, you know, taking Spanish or, you know, French or whatever language you want to learn.
Right.
So it looks very good, especially when people are looking for people who can speak more than one language on a job.
Okay. Well, there you have. You heard it first. Let me ask you another question. Tell me about this blog that I'm hearing about. Tell me about your blog.
On my blog, every day I give out HR tips and sometimes they may sound a little sarcastic sometimes, but they are just tips on things that you should be doing. Sometimes they're a paragraph. Sometimes they may be one sentence. Just suggestions. For example, you know, what I tell people is your resume gets you the interview.
It does.
Your resume gets you the interview. Your resume, what we see on your resume, that's what gets you the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Your interview skills land you the job. So if you don't have a good resume and when we meet you, mm-hmm. you don't have good interviewing skills, you will not get the job at all. So your resume gets you the interview, and your interview skills land you the job.
Sounds good. Okay. And for the last question, Belinda, it's been such a pleasure having you. Tell us about the book and how you can be reached.
I wrote a book last year, and in the process of interviewing people, you know, I started to write down all the things that they were doing wrong instead of looking at the good points because people had poor interviewing skills.
Mm-hmm.
So I went home that afternoon and started writing down some articles of things of how people can improve, and that's how the book came about. The Honest and Direct Truth to Interviewing,
mm-hmm.
from an HR director's perspective,
mm-hmm.
that's the name of the book. You can purchase the book at iTunes, on my website, which is www.rocketsciencehr.com.
Okay.
People can reach me through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at RocketScienceHR, or on my website at www.rocketsciencehr.com, or they can email me at rocketsciencehr@gmail.com.
Can you go ahead and give out a phone number for those who are like driving and unable to take down all this
information? Sure. The phone number is 404-941-0805. They can call me on the phone if you have questions. I'll be glad to answer.
Thank you so much. You heard it here, Belinda Harris with Rocket Science HR. I am pleased to announce the next host, Ms. Teresa Conklin. She is the owner of Pinnacle Custom Signs. Hey, Teresa.
Hey, Erica.
How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good to see you.
Okay, for my next guest, I'd like to introduce Lori Manns with Quality Media Consultants. Good morning, Lori. How are you today?
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Tell us about you and your business and what motivated you to become an entrepreneur.
Well, the name of my business is Quality Media Consultant Group, and I am a marketing mentor and sales success coach. And after getting downsized in 2009, I wanted to help entrepreneurs and small business owners to basically increase their footprint and grow more revenue for their business. And after working with so many Fortune 500 companies, I knew that they had all the big budgets in order to get out there in a bigger way, and I knew that small business owners needed some help navigating that footprint in the marketplace.
Yes, we do, especially those of us new to it. Why should a business owner do business with your company?
Basically, if they want to grow, increase revenue, get more clients, I can help them do that, because what helps is magnetic marketing. And the difference between traditional, ordinary marketing and magnetic marketing is that what you do is you give people an incentive to do business with you. You give them a reason to want to call you, and you attract them so that they are wanting to pick up the phone and say, I need what you're offering. I'm so attracted to what you have to offer that I can't help but call and come by and see you.
What is your most proud accomplishment with your business?
I would say helping other businesses grow. That's the thing that really, really makes me feel good and make me feels like I've accomplished something. But the biggest thing I would say also is being recognized by my peers, winning different awards, being included in Who's Who in Black Atlanta for the last 4 years, also being awarded Business on the Rise from Stiletto Women Magazine, and also being recognized by People You Need to Know Magazine. So getting those kinds of accolades and awards in my career as an entrepreneur has been very rewarding.
It just validates what you do.
Yes.
It is. Being an expert in sales and marketing, what would you say the biggest mistake entrepreneurs make in those areas with their business?
Well, I would say for the most part with sales, a lot of people don't really realize that when you are selling yourself or selling your company, you're really serving and you're really solving a need. So a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, I don't want to sound sleazy. I don't want to feel like I'm pushy or that sort of thing. And they kind of retreat from sales. But if you look at it as solving a need for whoever it is that you serve, whoever is in your target audience, then you will absolutely give them something that's worth value. And so a lot of business owners feel like if they're trying to sell, then they're not really accomplishing something. But if you're solving a problem or you're meeting a need, then you're absolutely solving something.
Awesome. What types of businesses does your company work best with?
Basically, I work best with any type of business that is looking to expand and grow in the marketplace. So whether it's entrepreneur just starting out or it's an established business, but the biggest thing is if you're looking to grow and get more clients and establish a footprint in the marketplace where you want to get brand awareness, I can help you do that.
Yeah. After taking a class from Lori, I've learned a lot of cool tricks. How does social media impacted your business?
Well, I can tell you that this is definitely the age of social media, and with so many people, billions being on Facebook, billions being, actually millions, I should say, on Twitter, social media has really given me the awareness online that I didn't have prior to social media. So from just being able to go to networking events and people say, hey, you look familiar. I know you. That's what Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn has done for my business, because it's given me that brand awareness. And it also gives the clients that I work with the same online brand awareness. So you can become famous in your own backyard just by using social media.
That's really cool how that happens today.
Yes.
How do you define success, or what does it mean to you?
Well, success really to me means being able to impact someone's life, being able to help a business grow in an area where they didn't have that growth before. So it's not so much about how much money I make, but it's about being able to impact change and make a difference in someone's life or business.
Absolutely true. What are some of the upcoming projects or events you're working on?
Thank you. Glad you asked. I am working on a seminar for small business owners next month. It's going to be at Bank of Atlanta. It's called the 3 M's of Business: Marketing, Mobility, and Money. And I've partnered up with a few other entrepreneurs to bring some strategic goals and things basically that people need in business to help them to overcome whatever obstacles they're facing in their business today, mm-hmm. as it relates to marketing, as it relates to mobile technology, as it relates to money and not getting enough money, crowdfunding and that sort of thing. So we're going to educate business owners about those three areas.
Wow, that sounds like a great class to take.
Thank you.
What do you think some of the challenges of being a minority-owned business are?
Well, I've experienced some challenges as a minority-owned business. I would say basically minorities have kind of a tough time because women especially, we don't always get the same opportunities that men get in business, whether it's business loans or just having the opportunity to present on contracts. Sometimes we have that glass ceiling and we kind of have to burst through that ceiling to get the opportunities that we deserve and just to really showcase our strengths and what it is that we can provide for whatever business or opportunity that exists. So it's been somewhat challenging as a business, female black business owner, just to get in the door sometimes. So I think that's the biggest challenge.
I agree. Well, thank you. For people who want to find out more about what you offer, how can they contact you?
They can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Miss Quality Media. My company is also on Facebook, Quality Media Consultant Group. And my website is qualitymediaconsultants.com.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you,
I appreciate
Teresa.
Having you here today. Thank you to everyone for joining us today on Lucrative Ladies, Celebrating Our Success. You can listen live to our show every other Thursday morning at 11:30 on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station. You can also listen to our show anytime, 24/7, by going to businessradiox.com, and you'll find our show listed under the Gwinnett Business Radio tab. For John Smith with UltraTouch Cleaning, for Stacy Gross with Favorite Place Travel, for Erica Wembley with EW Services, and for all of our wonderful guests today, I'm Teresa Conklin with Pinnacle Custom Signs. Thank you for joining us on Lucrative Ladies, Celebrating Our Success.